A volunteer-driven outdoor group is the second Kathet-based organization to receive a $10,000 BC Recreation Council grant in 2025. Knucklehead Winter Recreation Association, KWRA, Vice President Roger Artigues said the group is shifting focus slightly, from winter-focused backcountry trail enhancement to include alpine and subalpine routes. The grant money will go toward clearing of under-maintained forestry roads and trails. The name of our group is Knuckleheads Winter Recreation Association, but about 5 or 6 years ago, we changed our purpose to focus more on alpine recreation, like Emma Lake, in order to be more inclusive, said Artigues. We are 100% volunteer-run and the grant will probably cover 3 or 4 kilometers of the 20 kilometers identified. In partnership with Recreation Sites and Trails BC, KWRA maintains 4 huts nestled in what's called the Knucklehead Range and at Emma Lake. We don't charge fees but we ask for donations, said Artigues. We want to try to be inclusive and we don't want to exclude anybody who can't afford it. The Knuckleheads mountain range is approximately 26 kilometers into Kathet's backcountry and was discovered by ski enthusiasts in the 1960s. A lot of our trails are either on or accessed by forest roads. Some are still active, some deactivated and brushed over, said Artigues. We go through and try to cut the alder out of the way so people can get in and out. In the last year or so, we've been starting to entertain the idea of using a machine to rip out the alder, because when you cut an alder, it sprouts back up like an octopus. Al Parsons is one of KWRA's many dedicated volunteers who go out to work on the trails every weekend. Al is one of our biggest contributors and does a lot of grooming in the winter and trail work in the summer, said Artigues. We do pay him a stipend to cover expenses. Artigues said, like many Kathet groups, KWRA struggles to have consistent money flow for everyday operations. Outdoor Recreation Council of BC, ORCBC, Executive Director Louise Peterson believes many volunteer-driven groups face the same issues, struggling to obtain funding and maintaining volunteers. In some ways, it's volunteers-driven, a beautiful system that allows local people to get organized and meet like-minded people, said Peterson. But we see a lot of older volunteers who are getting tired and burnt out. Peterson emphasized that there needs to be better recognition for volunteers who work and maintain the backcountry, from the business community and governments. They are out there carrying wood and using saws and that sort of thing, but it's also a lot of responsibility for these groups, said Peterson. KWRA manages Emma Lake Cabin, which is the crown jewel of the local backcountry, according to Artigues. Most people go in the summer, he said. There's been an influx of people moving from other places like Squamish, who are avid outdoor people, so in the last few years there's all kinds of new faces in the backcountry. The Peak reported previously that ORCBC received applications totaling $1.65 million in funding requests from recreation groups across BC. I can tell you now that the fund is so oversubscribed, said Peterson. This year, we were able to give out $255,000 to support 32 projects, but we received more than 200 applications. Artigues said he wants all levels of government, municipal, regional and provincial, to try finding more money for volunteers. The local government, the regional district, gives us approximately half of what we ask for and they seem to be stuck on that, said Artigues. I've always tried to tell them, we've got volunteers spending their time and money out of their pocket. More than a decade ago, Artigues started volunteering his time with KWRA. My wife was the first teacher in the French immersion program, and there were a lot of parents volunteering, said Artigues. That was my experience, seeing how much effort locals put into volunteerism. I wanted to do the same. KWRA is hosting its second annual BC Trails Day event on Saturday, June 7. We will be hiking up to Pond Peak with Kathet's famous Nux Burgers available courtesy of KWRA at Chateau Rotary after we make the summit, the group stated in a social media message. Artigues said people joining the group hike will meet on Dixon Road, in front of Lois Lumber, at 9 a.m. Carpooling will be available but not guaranteed. The road to the trailhead is a rough forest road. RSVP by emailing kwrapr@gmail.com. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.